The first argument for atheism and its refutation. The first argument presented by atheists in support of their belief is based on the fact that there can only be two possibilities about the creation of this universe. Either it has been created by a higher being, or it has existed by itself since eternity or a particular time and runs by itself in accordance with some inherent mechanism and system of cause and effect. There is no other possibility. Both these scenarios are beyond human comprehension, since we cannot understand how something, God or the universe, can exist by itself since eternity or since a particular time. However, if we have to accept one of the two scenarios, it is by far easier, simpler, and safer to accept that this universe, rather than a higher being, is self-existent. A detailed refutation of this view has been given in the section dealing with the argument for the existence of God on the basis of this universe, and need not be repeated here. It was established there in full detail that this whole enterprise that we call the universe and the being of God, the exalted, the maker of the universe, are two different things by virtue of their attributes, properties, and conditions, and can therefore not be treated on an equal footing. Neither can it be understood that accepting both as having been in existence on its own since eternity carries the same meaning for each. The truth is that, whereas God, on account of his attributes of Godhead, demands that he be accepted as eternal and supreme, having no being above him, the state of the universe and all that it contains prove that they have not existed on their own since eternity. There is nothing to rule out that there exists a higher being above them. The difference is obvious. The two can certainly not be treated alike. The idea that it is easier, simpler, and safer to accept that this world has existed forever is completely erroneous and creates many insoluble problems. On the contrary, it is easier to understand, simpler, and safer to accept that this universe is created and its creator is eternal. Moreover, there are other arguments for the existence of God, as discussed earlier. If necessary, the reader can revisit the earlier discussion concerning this matter. It is not necessary to repeat it here.